Hear the word of the Lord. From Revelation chapter 14. Here is endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write this: Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Here is the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and faith in Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write this: Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works follow them." In His mercy and greater wisdom, our Heavenly Father has called this, your earthly father, Melvin, to eternal rest. And my human wisdom thinks that it was probably the only way God could get this stubborn plumber to stop laboring. Now you, for many years, may remember some of Melvin's more foolish stubbornness, probably with laughter. But there's also a stubbornness that does not lie within ourselves. It's what our text calls the endurance of the saints. It's the stubbornness that sticks with Christ no matter what. It could also be called waiting on the Lord, like in our psalm, or standing steadfast, or clinging with tenacity, or holding out for Him. I've never seen any translation of the text that says, "Here is the stubbornness of the saints." But it would work. And you know what? To confuse that with all of the foolish human stubbornness, well, that would be a real mistake. The saints keep the commandments of God, Revelation says. Now, how stubborn do you think you have to be to stick with God's commandments when the world is busy leaving them all behind? Now, I know old men always lament that the world is falling apart. It's true. But let no one think that an old Christian man who sticks with the commandments of God, let no one think that he is just a simpleton. When a man stands on his own wisdom, he is being simple. But wherever a man is willing to stand on God's word, he is truly showing sage wisdom. And it takes serious endurance. Because saints who hold fast to God's commandments always are going to see themselves accused in those commandments also. Yeah, they don't just rant and rave about how everyone else is doing the wrong thing. No, they come under that same judgment also, and they know it. And yet, they keep that judgment. They accept it. They say amen to it. They come here and confess for 88 years, "I, a poor, miserable sinner, am no saint on my account." Now that's endurance. And Revelation says that the saints also keep the faith of Jesus. Saintly endurance does not arise from their own fortitude. however valiant or stubborn they may be. No, what we Christians mean by endurance is to hold fast to another, to someone else who is truly steadfast and immovable. And as we heard yesterday in the Old Testament reading, who is a rock except our God? He is a strong refuge, and the word of the Lord proves true. Saving faith trusts the promises of God in Christ Jesus, who is faithful and will surely do it. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is the righteous substitute whom God has provided to atone fully for all sins and to be the holy and pleasing Son in whom we also are adopted as sons and therefore as heirs of God. We gain the name saint because Christ's holiness is given to us. And to cling to that promise from God that whoever trusts in Him will not be put to shame. Now that is a blessed stubbornness indeed. Now it will not look like strength. It'll look just like the opposite, in fact. Many have mocked the Christian faith for this very point. And they've said, this is nothing but a crutch for the weak-minded. Well, they'd be surprised to find out that the truth of the matter is even more dramatic than that. Christianity is a rescue for the hopeless and the dying. And those who recognize that they are weak in this way are not fools to seek out what is strong. Rather, they show the wisest of all wisdoms. You, dear saints, saw the best of Melvin when you saw him steadfastly, insistently, yeah, maybe even stubbornly devoted to Jesus Christ. When you saw him desperate to hear God's word and to eat his Lord's Supper at any cost, without a break, as if his life depended on it. God be praised. All these years he has been teaching us that it absolutely did. And thus the Father's voice from heaven and the Spirit agree. Blessed indeed are the dead who die in the Lord. From now on, blessed, just as we sang yesterday, because they hear the word of God and keep it. Close, treasured, beloved, with all stubborn endurance. They are in the Lord. They are baptized, held fast in His embrace of forgiveness, which the gospel proclaims. Dying in this faith, that blessing does not end. The from now on means now that Christ has died and is risen. Those who die in Christ are not separated from Him. They remain with Him, where they have been ever since He put His name on them in holy baptism, as they have been their entire life as they hear His word. They remain with Him, resting now from their labors, as the Spirit says. And yet more. They will also rise with Him, the very center of our comfort tomorrow, as we lay this body to rest. Lay it to rest, not from now on, no, but only until our Lord, Melvin's Lord, renews it to eternal life at the last day. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. They rest from their labors, and their works follow them. Their endurance in this life was clinging to Jesus Christ in faith. And then the writer in Revelation says that their labors were not in vain, because they were done in the Lord. They were under His forgiveness, resting at all times confidently in Christ's own truly holy labor for us men and for our salvation. Now, how and in what measure our works are going to follow us, we aren't going to know until the last day. We hear in Jesus' judgment parable that it is a surprise to those sheep when the Lord comes and reveals all the good that they had done in His name and to Him, even though they didn't even seem to recall it. They had only trusted in Christ's works, not their own. Christ's works for them, in His promises. And yet Jesus is pleased to reveal just how His word had been bringing forth good fruit the whole time. So it will be with the saints of God. And yet, we know of some works that follow Melvin already. They sit here today. Since the blessed saints who die in the Lord are to be examples of faith and life to us, dear Christians, then let us, everyone, see and appreciate and imitate the greatest work that I can think of, and one that is incredibly rare in our day. A father who brings up children in the fear and in the instruction of the Lord, as He has done for so many of you here. The fruits of that labor are works that follow. Children who are Christians and who continue to cling to Christ and who are found Sunday after Sunday among His church, hearing His word and eating His supper. And God grant that you and that me and that all of us might remain so stubborn in this, as if our lives also depend on it, because they do. Christ has given life to this dear saint through His redeeming blood, sprinkled on him at holy baptism, spoken to him in the absolution, nourishing him in the Holy Communion. And these give endurance to the saints. And thus, when the time for endurance comes to an end, they are blessed when they die in their Lord. And He gives them eternal life. And death will not hold them forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.